He forgot all about fish and chips when he heard a voice shouting, "Roll up for the ghost train! Roll up for the ghost train!"
Ghost train? Baxter turned the corner. At the entrance to a tunnel, there was a large sign. "The greatest ghost train ever," it said. And in front of the entrance sat a man looking very bored and very downcast. There was no one else in sight.
"Oh, hello,"
he said gloomily when he saw Baxter. "You're the first customer I've had all day. What's wrong with them? Don't people like ghost trains anymore? Why won't they try it? It's a very good ghost train."
Baxter washed his paws and wondered how he could help. Then suddenly the man said,
"Oh, I think my luck might have changed."
He pointed to a man and woman who were pausing at the entrance to the ghost train.
"Go on, lady, have a go."
"Well," she said, "I don't like the dodgems. I have to tell you, I go all queasy on the merry-go-round, so this had better be good."
"Oh, it's a great experience," said the ghost train man. "Just you take a seat, you'll soon see."
My name is Edward Ross, and let me say before I recall this incident that I've never been one to take seriously the possibility that happenings, however unexplainable, can be put down to the presence of ghosts. This to me would seem nothing less or more than fanciful nonsense, and this remains my view on the whole. Well, I say on the whole because I haven't quite made up my mind about something I experienced recently. No, I'm not about to tell you the tale of an isolated dark cottage or bumps in the night in some gothic mansion. No, this took place on a very pleasant afternoon in early May, springtime. It was about 10:30 when I stepped off the train at Hark, a pleasant village station on the Marshmore to Hilburn line. As a school inspector covering a wide area, it's part of my job to carry out random inspections, and this is what I was doing on that day.